Hey there, and welcome to another Insomnia Insight episode, which is by popular demand, or I should perhaps say by popular demand from one specific person who is a big supporter, and this is Rudy. Rudy sent a message the other day that I'll read to you, and then we will talk about some the differences between sleep apnea and insomnia. And I want to actually preface this right away by saying that nothing here is medical advice. You know, anybody concerned about your health, you know, talk to your doctor. But that said, this is some general information, general education about obstructive sleep apnea and insomnia, the differences between the two. So let's just read this from Rudy, a message that came in a little bit ago. And he said, I know of a lot of, I would like to hear maybe about more of this in the future. And a lot of other people that have sleep apnea and insomnia, and they ask me questions of what's the difference between apnea and insomnia. It would be nice to hear a video on this, unless you've already done it, which I have not. So I think I think that these episodes that are sort of by request are always the good ones. So again, we'll talk about difference between obstructive sleep apnea and insomnia. Just again for general educational purposes. So I've actually listed 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 things that I want to talk about. Number one, brief versus prolonged awakenings. This is often very clear difference between the two. When somebody has obstructive sleep apnea, that happens because when we're sleeping, the airway is narrowed because we are in a relaxed state. The airway dilating muscles are narrow, and the tongue can easily fall back and block the airway, which causes these arousals, which the brain obviously wants us to breathe. So it wakes us up and then we snort awake. But here's the thing. When somebody that has sleep apnea does that, it's typically brief. It's typically like they don't know exactly what happened. Maybe they feel a snort. Maybe they just don't know. And then, that was odd. And I'm back asleep. So the person with sleep apnea often says, I wake up like 4, 5, 6 times per night, but it just like brief, a minute or two, something like that. It's typical versus insomnia, where you have that struggle, those prolonged awakenings. I wake up, I'm wide awake when I wake up. Actually, that's another one I didn't think of, but the way you wake up, I wake up wide awake versus somebody with sleep apnea who wakes up kind of groggy and falls back asleep. Insomnia is like wake up wide awake, always very alert, and then is up for a long period of time because of that anxiety that's driving it. So that brief versus prolonged awakenings is a difference between obstructive sleep apnea and insomnia. Body type, also, you know, there's people that are very lean and have obstructive sleep apnea. That can happen. And of course, someone who's overweight and has insomnia, of course, that can happen too. But typically, obstructive sleep apnea in adults is seen in someone that's overweight. And insomnia very often happens in somebody who's lean, which has to do with that, a person with insomnia often is sort of health conscious, type A personality, often very lean. So that is another thing that is typically different. Then we have how you feel during the day. Somebody with obstructive sleep apnea typically feels sleepy during the day and falls asleep easily. In fact, falls asleep when it is, quote unquote, inappropriate while talking to somebody or, just quickly, as soon as somebody leaves the room in like a waiting room or something like that, they just start falling asleep very easily, as opposed to somebody with insomnia who typically feels like tired and exhausted, but just like can't fall asleep. Even if they try, they want to sleep, but they can't. So that is another difference between the two. Number four, and I think this is probably, to me, this is the big one. To me, when I see people in clinic, this is the big one, the emotional reaction. Again, someone with obstructive sleep apnea is typically, even if you would think that is very scary to wake up kind of choking, there's very often very little emotional reaction to it. It's like, yeah, wake up, I'm choking, I'm snoring, I'm gasping, I'm gagging. But while somebody tells you that, they're like, yeah, it's been a while, it's been like 10 years. And you see that there's no fear there, really, even if that it sounds kind of scary, as opposed to insomnia, where it's this there's a fear there, there's an anxiety there, which you don't have so much typically with obstructive sleep apnea. There's a worry there. And that comes across when it comes to these arousals again, when somebody with obstructive sleep apnea, I wake up choking and then I fall back asleep again, versus somebody with insomnia says, often wakes up gasping, like I wake up I gasp for air, and then I'm very hyper alert, and then it takes a while before I settle down again. That typically is more insomnia, because again, that gasp is a part of like a panic attack or a panic state. So that's one. And then desire for testing also. Somebody with obstructive apnea kind of assumes that they're going to have a sleep study, but if they have very kind of mild symptoms and it seems like it's not bothering them, and we know now that sleep apnea is not as harmful as we thought in the past. Sometimes I say to somebody that I think you may have sleep apnea, but it seems not to bother you that much. And it's up to you how we proceed. And the person then often goes like, oh, really? You don't think I need a machine? Oh, good. Forget about this whole thing. I don't want this test or the CPAP machine. Versus somebody with insomnia, who sometimes I see people that I believe they have insomnia, but they have some symptoms of sleep apnea too. So I can't, you know, in clinic, it's like different. I can't not offer them sleep testing, because I think that may, that you never know, right? But the person who I kind of suspect have insomnia, who may not really need a sleep test, they want it. They're like, I want to get to the bottom of it. I want the test. I want everything done, right? Same thing with treatment. If somebody has obstructive sleep apnea and it's mild and they're not very symptomatic, they often say, forget about it. I don't want treatment. But the person with insomnia often goes like, yes, I gotta get a hold of it. I need this. I need the treatment. I need the test. I need this. Like that anxiety shines through there again. And then finally, snoring versus snoring with capital, like everything. You know, pretty much all human beings at some point snore, right? But the person with sleep apnea typically snores loudly and, you know, pretty much every night and throughout the night, etc. So that is another distinguishing factor between the two. So again, just general guidance here. Anybody concerned about your health, talk to your doctor, of course. But Rudy, I hope this was helpful to you and shed some light into what the differences between these two are. And with that said, I'll just say bye for today, and I'll be back with Coach Michael for open class tomorrow. Until then, take it easy.